Hi everyone, Sandman here, another day with no topic donation. If you want to share your story or topic, you can do so by sending a donation to PayPal or Subscribestar. Links are in the description. Today I want to share an article called Man Dubbed Creep for Using Elliptical at the Gym. Apparently it was a slow news day over at Newsweek, and so they covered a story that sounds more like gossip and shaming language than it does the news. Here's what part of that article says, and I quote, "Readers of a viral post on the Reddit forum called Am I an A-hole backed a woman who said she decided to cut her workout short after a man decided to use the elliptical machine right next to her. She shared that she typically goes to the gym at night to avoid large groups of people. However, a man hopped on the elliptical machine right next to her despite there being a row of other empty machines. Many readers chimed in to write that she was not out of line to leave the gym early, some even criticizing the man for his gym etiquette. It made me a little uncomfortable, so I shortened my workout by a few minutes and hopped off to grab a disinfectant wipe," she said. When she returned to her machine, she said the man asked her what her problem was. Caught off guard, she said she told him that she was done with her workouts, but he said something about me treating him like a predator for no reason, and then put his headphones back on," she wrote, concluding the post. "That guy is a weirdo," a top comment read. "What about gym etiquette? Don't take the machine right next to someone if there are other vacant ones, especially during COVID, and not next to a single woman." Many Redditors wrote that his reaction to her leaving was also kind of strange. He jumped to conclusions from the act of you getting off the elliptical. "Sounds like he's projecting some feelings there," one Reddit user wrote. He had no reason to assume that she was weirded out by him other than he obviously knew it was weird to take the elliptical right next to hers, a comment read. It 100% seems likely that he was telling on himself for creeping. The fact that he got upset about it is kind of telling, another commented. If he didn't want to be treated like a creep, he shouldn't have acted like one, unquote. I love stories like this because the guy at the gym was shamed for something that he may or may not have done, and then proceeded to tune her out by putting his earphones back on. He made what appears to be a judgment call and then didn't give her a chance to respond like a boss. That's what a woman would do. Men are increasingly now behaving like petty, passive-aggressive females. Women have complained about toxic masculinity for too long, and now they're getting toxic femininity thrown back in their face. And all they can say is, "Ma etiquette." I'll discuss more about this delightful situation in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High-Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to accusing women of thinking you're a creep before they've had a chance to call you a creep first, Clown World Show. This sort of behavior is something men need to employ more. Perhaps get on a mostly empty bus, and if there's only one woman or a few people scattered here and there, then sit in the seat right next to her. You know it's gonna creep her out, but there's nothing illegal about your actions. Plus, she can't retaliate. All she can really do is get pissed off because you're passing your negative energy onto her. You're using her as an emotional tampon without saying a single word to her. That gym guy was shamed for creeping her out on Reddit. But if you have no shame and she can't take your picture and post it on Reddit, then there's nothing that she can do. Plus, buses typically have cameras these days, and if the bus camera didn't pick up anything strange other than you sitting close to her, then you're safe. Women are working as hard as they can to make men feel uncomfortable being in our own skins. It's time we did the same in such passive-aggressive ways, too. One woman says that the guy at the gym was using projection. Yes, I believe that's true, and he was basically taking a jab at this woman to get her pissed off. Besides the bus and the gym, I inadvertently came up with another way to not necessarily creep out a woman, but to annoy her nonetheless. Today I paid a cashier at Costco with nickels, dimes, and quarters. I was trying to get rid of some change. She seemed too lazy to count the exact change, so she actually wanted me to give her a 50 instead. I've never seen a cashier that lazy before. Now I'm going to make a point to give female cashiers more change, and so they think as much as possible and then their life becomes more difficult. I'll start paying more with cash these days. As for the woman that was complaining about the gym creeper next to her, she's using the internet as her emotional tampon, to pass off the negative energy that he passed off to her. She wants all the simps out there to feel sympathy for her. Funny enough, the article also mentions that the YMCA has gym guidelines that they want people to follow. Meanwhile, the YMCA was once a male space that was taken over and became a unisex space by the women. YMCA originally stood for Young Male Christian Association, an organization that doesn't even live up to its founder's name and original vision anymore. It's like the Oscar Mayer Wiener Company selling nothing but French fries, but still keeping the original name. Today, women are also members, and yet you'll never hear it mentioned that women are invading that space to begin with. Women have no issues invading male spaces, but when men invade their personal space, they lose it. That's what this is all about. So-called creepy men entering their personal space. When that woman on the bus gets up when you sit next to her, and she's uncomfortable, you can tell her that she's treating you like a predator, and point her out to all the other people on the bus. That makes her feel shame because you're highlighting her so-called ill treatment of you, regardless of if it happened or not. Some people will perceive that it did, and that'll piss them off. Women love stirring up drama for their amusement, but when men do it for hours, they lose it. That guy was brilliant, basically preemptively calling himself a creep to take that argument away from her. He acted like a creep to get her out and get an emotional thrill out of it. It's like the whole it's not me, it's you argument that women typically use. He acted like a creep to creep her out and get an emotional thrill from it. Women are pissed off because they see such behavior as their turf. How dare a man do the same? How dare men mistreat women? Only women are allowed to mistreat men in a socially acceptable way. Don't you know only women should be allowed to play mind games with the opposite sex? To get pissed off about someone mistreating you, it helps if you understand exactly what they're doing to you. That's why these women are pissed off. Probably because they didn't actually think of it first. Many probably see a guy at the gym that looks kind of dorky and they go up to him and work out next to him. He thinks she likes him and he makes a move. And then she says that she only likes him as a friend. That's their version of being creepy. They say that they're being friendly. A friend is a positive person, even though they're negative and friend-zone you, and a creep is clearly bad with no redeeming qualities. Also, if that guy was built like a Chad Pepperoni and went to the gym and stood next to that woman, she wouldn't have ignored him. She probably would have struck up a conversation with him and said that she never would have left her exercise routine early. That's also something women will never tell you. This woman also clearly doesn't care about her safety going to the gym in the middle of the night. So why did this woman post on Reddit? Why did all the other women back her up? They're probably hoping that men frequent that place and read newspapers, and when men hear how horrible, creepy this mystery man is, they'll pretty much avoid treating women in the same way. Or that's the theory anyway. It's all about doing damage control and making sure other men don't start assuming the worst in the women they meet. That article even has a massive section about gym etiquette that goes like this, and I quote, "According to the YMCA, there are some points of etiquette the gym goers may be aware of, including getting to class on time, cleaning up after themselves, and giving people their personal space. Gyms can be busy, but it's polite to give other gym goers as much space as you can," the article published by the organization said. "Try not to get on a bike or treadmill right next to someone if the other machines are open. In the event that all the machines have been claimed, gym goers are actually encouraged to keep their eyes on their own machine. And the organization cautioned against flirting with others trying to exercise. The gym is a great place to meet new people, but it should also be a safe place to work out, not a place where people worry about being harassed," the article stated, unquote. The majority of men are not agreeable enough to follow the rules of etiquette, especially when the chats don't have to do it. What this is saying is that if you're not an attractive man that can get away with doing whatever he wants to women when he's at the gym, then you have to follow these rules or you're rude. Meanwhile, chat can rule over the entire roost. The internet has gone from the greatest communication tool invented to share important information to now being more used by women as gossip, trying desperately to shame men away from using toxic femininity because that's their domain. In other news that shouldn't be news, another viral post on the Am I an A-hole Reddit said that a woman was back for her decision to not serve the cake that her mother-in-law prepared for her husband's birthday, opting to serve her own. Yet another woman was supported after she left her niece's party with the gift that she made for her, after an argument with the sister-in-law. And one woman was applauded for purposely being unfriendly to a new neighbor. Yes, women can be passive-aggressive bitches to each other, and men as well. But boys, you better not try and do the same, or they will shame you into submission. The best part is the guy that aggravated that woman at the gym will never be discovered and humiliated publicly. Women are just hoping that other men see a guy acting like that in the future, and they tell him that it's not cool. So then men police themselves because some simp is going to remember this story and how some women's fifis were hurt. So he's going to try and stop other guys from doing the same thing. This is all about women complaining on that forum and using that place as an emotional tampon, but also about turning men against one another. It's not only about the female collective that we're fighting against, but all the simps that are plugged into serving it. It's like 90% of this human species plus are some sort of hive mind that attacks the men that disrespect women. I used to be freakishly scared that the human race would be taken over by Borg or something like that. But now I know that most of us are already that, and very few people are even aware of it enough to do anything about it. That's quite the red pill to swallow when you realize that the system is out to get you if you don't support it. Socially through shaming language, that is. That's all I got to say. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that all you have to do to smash a woman's calm is to stand close to her in an empty room. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women from becoming smart enough to figure out if they want to shame you after the fact for your so-called creepy behavior. They have to take a picture of you first and post it online away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.